Good morning, everyone. Time is 10 o'clock, and I'm going to call this meeting of the Texas Commission on Fire Protection to order. Thank you for being, so many of you being here in the room with us today as we conduct the business of Texas Fire Service. It's always good to see a room full of people. If you have questions, please don't hesitate to fill out a card and come up to the podium. Hopefully everybody's gotten with Teeks in the back room to get some credit for this, that you've taken some time out of your day to be here with us for. So again, thank you for being here. We'll move to the agenda item. Our first agenda item is the call to order, which we just did. And for an invocation, I'm going to ask Commissioner Vandegrift to do that. But before I do, as we arise, I'm going to ask for a moment of silence for some firefighters that we've lost just this past month. On October the 1st, the Flower Mound Fire Department lost firefighter Wade Cannon to cancer, which is a LODD. On October the 4th, the Dalhart Volunteer Fire Department lost Fire Chief Curtis Brown and firefighter Brendan Torres in an apparatus vehicle collision, two LODDs. And just back, just this past week on October the 21st, the Mount Pleasant Fire Department lost Captain Robbie Bragg from an accidental shooting that occurred while off duty. So I'm going to defer to Commissioner Vandegrift to give our invocation. Please rise.
Let's see if we could just have a moment of silence for these men. Father, we thank you. We thank you for another day to be your servant. Lord, we thank you for these men that were mentioned that sacrificed their lives for the greater good of mankind. Father, your word says in John 15:13, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Father, continue to be with their families as they continue to find that new normal without their loved ones. Be with their departments as they continue to do the jobs that you gifted each one of them to do. Father, be with this group of men and women as they make the decisions that impact the fire service of the state of Texas. Help us make the correct decisions, but most importantly, Lord, help us make those decisions that honor you and your kingdom. Lord, be with these men and women as they travel back to their departments, their towns, their homes, and their families. Father, we ask for a hedge of protection over all of these men and women of the fire service, as well as members of the public safety agencies and our armed forces. Thank you for gifting each of them with the abilities, knowledge, and want to do these jobs that are so important. But Lord, most importantly, we thank you for the gift of your Son, whom you sent knowing that we were going to continue to fail you and fall short of you daily. But you sent him anyway so that we would not only have life eternally, but life more abundantly. So Father, we pray all these things in the great name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Please join me as we pay our respects to the flag of our country. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now to the flag of our state.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. You may be seated. Commissioner Morgan, we'll move to item two.
Item two, roll call, excuse of Commissioner Adams' absence. So if you'll indicate your presence, when I call your name, Commissioner Cantu.
Here.
Commissioner Codney.
Here.
Commissioner DeVille.
Here.
Commissioner Glenn.
Here.
Commissioner Hamilton.
Here.
Commissioner Jones.
Here.
Commissioner Lowell.
Here.
Commissioner Morgan is here. Commissioner Sharma.
Yes.
Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Commissioner Steelman.
Here.
Commissioner Vandegrift.
Here.
Commissioner Wilson.
Here.
Mr. Chair, I believe we have a full house.
Good deal. Commissioners, thank you all again for your time of being here today. All right, we'll move to item three.
Approval of commission meeting minutes of July 14th, 2022.
All right, commissioners, I know you've had opportunity to look over the packet that we were presented. In there are the minutes. If anybody has any questions, comments, or concerns, please make those known now. If not, I'll accept a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second. Have a motion by Commissioner Second. Wilson. Second. Second by Commissioner Coatney. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? That motion passes. Item four.
The Budget and Strategic Plan Subcommittee may meet on October 27, 2022 during the Commission meeting and provide a report relating to any recommendations developed by the Subcommittee relating to modifications to the agency operating budget and strategic plan. As the chair of that committee, we have nothing to report at this time unless some of my fellow committee constituents have something to provide. I think we're good.
Very well. We'll move to item five.
Mr. Chairman, if I could add in, I know the budget documents look a little different. We've undergone some internal changes here, and we've tried to make this a little easier. So what you'll see, we handed out or emailed an overview of the budget, and then in the notebook is the performance measures showing all four quarters from FY22. If in the future somebody wants more, we can go back to what we were doing, but it just seemed kind of redundant to put the whole budget in there and these two summaries. So.
Good deal. Commissioners, any questions about that? Mike, thank you for pushing forward with that. I know it's kind of a tough time right now, and everybody's kind of doubling up on some work, but I appreciate the work you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay, moving on to item five.
Reports from fire service interest groups and agencies on matters relating to their specific organizational purposes, functions, activities, and objectives, including reports from the Texas Fire Chiefs Association, the Texas State Association of Firefighters, the State Firefighters and Fire Marshals Association of Texas, the Texas Fire Marshals Association, the Texas Association of Fire Educators, the Texas A&M Forest Service, the National Fire Protection Association, Texas State Association of Fire and Emergency Districts, the Center for Public Safety Excellence, the State Fire Marshal's Office, and the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation.
Okay, we'll start moving through the list. First up is Texas Fire Chiefs Association. Chief Baker, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question first before I put on Texas Fire Chiefs Association. Being from Georgia, if I learned the Texas Pledge, would that make me an honorary Texas citizen? This is the only state I know that does the Texas Pledge. What a proud group of citizens. I just want to know. So you don't have to answer that day. You can get with me offline.
Chief, I've lived here my whole life, and I think today's the first day I got it all right. Maybe they'll let me be an honorary Texan now.
I took down names who didn't say it properly, and I'm going to report you all to somebody. I don't know who you are. They'll be reported. Good morning, everyone. My name is Joel Baker. I'm the 3rd Vice President of Texas Fire Chiefs Association. I want to begin with by saying thank you so, so much again for the Texas Commission on Fire Protection for the ongoing relationship that we continue to have among the two organizations. So real quickly here, not take up too much time. The Texas Fire Chief Workshop will be held in San Antonio, Texas. I expect all the five biggest chiefs to be there. Chief, take down the name. Make sure so we can have them on roll, make sure they're there. Good, you're a good man. And the Texas Fire Chief Second in Command class will be January 23rd in 2023. You can go to the website for additional information. But again, that's all I have to report on. But thank you so much for making me an honorary Texas citizen as well as the ongoing relationship.
Any questions for Chief Baker? Chief, thank you. Next up is the Texas State Association of Firefighters.
No report.
All right. Thank you, Glenn. Moving on to the State Firefighters and Fire Marshals Association of Texas. No one? All right. We will move on to the Texas Association of Fire Educators.
Good morning. I'll start off by saying I'm sorry. So I'm Jason Jackson. I'm the current president of the Texas Association of Fire Educators. And I apologize on behalf of myself and the association for our absence here with the commission for such a long time. One of my goals as a president is to fix that and start becoming more active and participating and collaborating with others. And this is our first step at that. So I apologize for that. The heritage of our association started right here with the commission many years ago. And we're going to come back to those roots and that foundation and start rebuilding some things. So we start that here today. So thank you for allowing us to be here. Coming up for us is our annual conference, which will be February 6th through the 10th of 2023. It'll be held in Corpus Christi at the Omni Hotel on Shoreline Drive. We have a good agenda coming together. We'll be releasing our registration and hotel information here in the next week. We have some train-to-trainer classes coming and some really great speakers that are coming to spread some good knowledge across the fire service. So thank you for being here today. If you have any questions for me, I'll take them now.
Any questions for the Texas Association of Fire Educators? Jason, thank you for being here. You guys are welcome anytime. We're happy to have you be a part of it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Next up is the Texas A&M Forest Service.
Good morning. Chairman Stillman, Commissioners, Chief Wisco, thank you very much for the opportunity to be here. My name is Wes Moorhead. I'm Associate Director and Fire Chief, Texas A&M Forest Service. I have a couple items to report out for you. Since the last Commissioners meeting, we have responded to 812 wildfires. That's 30% of the wildfire load in that three-month span. We had a total of 2,600 wildfires reported across the state. Now, that was front-loaded in July and August. Since middle of August, we've really seen a downturn in fire potential. We had some wetting rains come in. They haven't obliterated the drought by any stretch, but they have definitely helped in wildfire occurrence. So last 6 weeks or so, wildfire activity has been lull in a lull. We do, as of this morning, we do have the drought index updated, and it is showing 43% of the state still in a D2 to D4 status of drought. That's your severe, your extreme, or exceptional level of drought. And so what that tells us is that we're probably going to have an active winter season as soon as the tap turns off again. We're expecting some rains this weekend, but after that, don't know what's going to happen. If we go in a prolonged period of 4 weeks or more without rains in the state, we'll probably have high wildfire occurrence again just due to that underlying drought. Also wanted to report out on our all-hazard incident management teams. Came to y'all before and let you know we're doing a reboot on that program. We have successfully deployed that team now to Florida. We had a request come in through EMAC to deploy a Type 3 team to Florida to help with the hurricane recovery. 12-person team deployed to Florida, did a two-week stint over there. They ran barge operations outside of Fort Myers, servicing islands just adjacent to that location, shuttling supplies and providing situational awareness. So by all reports, that was a very successful deployment, and we hope it's the start of many deployments, not only out of state, but in state as well. With that, end the report, unless you have any questions.
Commissioners, any questions?
I just wanted to state, in our part of the world, about a third of the panhandles already have freeze. Some of it's a hard freeze. So everything's going to start turning brown real fast.
Yep. I agree.
Okay. Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up is the National Fire Protection Association. Seeing none. Next will be the Texas State Association of Fire and Emergency Districts.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Clay Avery, the Interim Executive Director of the Texas State Association of Fire and Emergency Districts, or SAFE-D, which is much easier to say. We are the association for the state for emergency services districts, or ESDs. So when you think ESD, I want you thinking SAFE-D. I'll be real brief here. Two quick things. One, we are rapidly making preparations for our annual conference. 2023 conference is February 2nd through the 4th. It at Kalahari in Round Rock, just north of here. We have a lot of great stuff going on. Registration is going to open imminently. And we, of course, the commission will be granted a complimentary booth in our exhibit hall if you so wish to have that. We are always thankful for the commission's participation at our conference. All are invited, of course, and if anybody has anything, all are invited. If anybody has anything they want to see specifically, I can maybe even squeeze that in to the program. Otherwise, SAFE-D is just getting ready for the 2023 legislative session, like probably everybody else. And we're promoting the theme of good governance. ESDs, as most of you know, are governmental entities with their special purpose districts, and that special purpose is solely to provide first responders with the resources they need to protect lives and property. And so ESDs, while people like to beat up on governments, we like to say we are in the business of good governance, and we are in the business of protecting lives and property and getting our first responders what they need to do the job. So that is our theme for the legislative session, and without any further ado, I'm done. So any questions?
Any questions for SAFE-D? Thank you. Next up is the Center for Public Safety Excellence.
Good morning. My name is Leonard Chan, current chair of the Texas Center for Public Safety Excellence Consortium, or the Texas CPSE Consortium. The consortium strives to develop a collaborative relationship among fire departments across the state to achieve excellence through continuous improvement, peer mentoring, and professional development, especially through the CPSE's agency accreditation professional credentialing programs. 12 departments in Texas have obtained accredited status, including 3 DOD departments. In August, the consortium held its meeting at the Fire Rescue International in San Antonio, and it's now posted on YouTube. Will not get many clicks, unfortunately. Topics included discussing wellness fitness programs, professional credentialing, and call processing. The Excellence Conference will be held in Orlando from February 28th to March 3rd. Registration is now open. I'll be presenting on the legal issues of first responder mental health. Pflugerville will be hosting the next Quality Improvement to Accreditation class on April 4th through 6th. This is a prerequisite for accreditation managers and peer assessors. It will likely try to host a consortium meeting the day before, but that's San Antonio's responsibility. Expect registration to be open on the CPSC website within the next week. This is the first of these classes to be held in Texas in 2 years. I'll take any questions.
Commissioners, any questions?
Thank you.
Mr. Chan, thank you. Next up is the State Fire Marshal's Office. And finally, the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. Okay, I believe we can move on to item six. All right, moving on to six.
Report from Commission Representative to the Texas Fire School Advisory Board or by representatives of the Texas Engineering Extension Service regarding fire protection training provided by TEEGS through its Emergency Services Training Institute.
Morning. I'm David Brannon with City of Pasadena, as well as representative on the advisory board for TEEGS. Just want to say that we're moving forward as the advisory board with putting some of the most elite schools together that you've ever seen. One of the things that I've really heard from Chief Coatney and the group from, as well as Chief Lindmeyer from TEEGS, is that customer service is what we really want to provide. We want to provide the premier customer service and firefighting activities and events that we can for the state of Texas. So, with that being said, we're moving forward to have premier schools and to keep the firefighters safe in the state of Texas. So thank you, and unless you all have any questions, that's all I have.
Commissioners, any questions? Thank you for that report. Item 7.
Report from Commission Representative to the Homeland Security Council.
Nothing to report.
Very well. Moving on to item 8.
Report from the Health and Wellness Ad Hoc Committee.
Thank you. So for the Ad Hoc Health and Wellness Committee, we had the cardiovascular initiative last meeting, and currently we're working on the mental health initiative, which we should have available by November, so for the next meeting. And it will also be part of the two-hour CE credit of the 20 total CE hours required each year. As part of that credit. And that includes the top injury report, cancer initiative video, the cardiovascular initiative video, and our future mental health awareness. And look on the calendar of the commission for our next Health and Wellness Committee meeting. It will be set and put on the calendar, and we'd love for everyone to attend. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions, Commissioner? All right. We'll move on to item 9.
Subjects for future commission meeting agendas.
Commissioners, anyone have anything they'd like to see on a future agenda? Okay, we'll move to item 10.
Future meeting dates.
Go ahead, Amanda.
We got that. You're up.
Am I up?
You're up. I got it right here. January 25th will be the workshop. January 26th will be the meeting. April the 20th, just a commission meeting. July 12th will be the workshop. July 13th will be the meeting. And October 26th, just the commission meeting.
October 26th.
26th
of October.
Again, we try to navigate the calendar and share in this room, and we try to pick the day. And I know we went back and forth a little bit, but I think we dodged all the big events out there. It would be a conflict, hopefully.
All Commissioners, any questions or immediate concerns?
What was the April date?
April 20th.
Okay. Anything else? Look forward to another year seeing you guys. All right, we'll move to item 11.
Matters referred from the Firefighter Advisory Committee, including but not limited to possible final adoption of the proposed amendments as follows. And hold on, there's a lot. 37 Texas Administrative Code, Part 13, Chapter 401, Administrative Practice and Procedure. Chapter 403, Criminal Convictions and Eligibility for Certification. Chapter 421, Standards for Certifications. Chapter 423, Fire Suppression. Chapter 425, Fire Service Instructors. Chapter 427, Training Facility Certification. Chapter 431, Fire Investigation. Chapter 433, Driver Operator. Chapter 435, Firefighter Safety. Chapter 437, Fees. Chapter 439, Examination for Certification. And Chapter 463, Advisory Committee.
I believe we'll try to move through all of these items in item A just one at a time to see if there's any questions. So, Mike, do you want to roll through them just to highlight?
Sure. 401 is the administrative practices and all that. It started as a rule review, one of the required rule reviews. Went through the advisory committee, a few grammatical changes and a few other minor changes that are reflected in there. Nothing major. And this is for final adoption if you vote that way today.
Okay. So I believe it's probably in our best interest to vote on. I'm sorry. Daniel.
I'm just here.
Yeah, no, I got you. We're glad you're here.
Ready to advise.
I thought maybe he lost his voice or something. I just went with it.
Good. No, I'm just here in case you have any questions. Okay. Like Chief Wisco said, in 401, it's real simple. All the changes were just the grammatical change from gotcha. Executive director to agency chief. I don't believe there was any other grammatical changes okay. to that document. And this is for final adoption.
Commissioners, any question on item 11A1?
Dan, I have one comment. There's chairman versus chairperson. I think the intent is to use chairperson going forward. It's a minor change on page 19.
What page are you on, Commissioner?
19. I think it's page 19.
That was probably just an oversight. So I believe we were already making those changes in all the other documents. So if you have the opportunity to just
minor.
Correct that right here.
What section is it?
Give me a second.
All right, Commissioners, any other questions? This is for final adoption, and I'll entertain a motion.
So moved with that final change.
Motion by Commissioner Jones, second by Commissioner Vandegrift. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? That motion passes. Moving on to item 2.
Mr. Chairman, if I can inject here, I'm going to fall on the sword on this one for 403. After we got all this together, I've been looking at it. Obviously, submitting reports to Sunset on our progress and all, and I'm double-checking everything. And there was in the specific language from Sunset, I think we might have missed a step that is in their recommendation. And what they recommended on 403 was for the commissioners to appoint an ad hoc committee to look specifically at criminal convictions. It's a technicality, but it probably do us well just to go ahead and follow the recommendation to the T. I hate to hold it up. It went to Firefight Advisory. In speaking with a few folks at the auditor's office in Sunset, that's not an ad hoc committee. That's an existing committee, and they prefer an ad hoc committee to look specifically at that. So it's your wishes, but I just wanted to share that with you. There's really no changes right now. We are up against the 6 months on this review, so we could start over. That's not a big deal. We just have to repost it, but it's however you want to deal with it.
So you think it's just a real quick process of going through that step? I mean, not going to take probably a whole lot of time.
I don't think it'd take a lot of people or a lot of time. I could send anybody you pick to be on this ad hoc a copy of the Occupational Code 53 just to look at that. We need to just walk through this and make sure that what we've got in here lines up with the Occupation Code and we're not overstepping our bounds at all.
Okay. All right, Commissioners. I believe what I'd like to do on this is appoint a small group of Commissioners to review this unless anybody has any objections to that. You'll serve as the quick stand-up, stand-down ad hoc committee for this. I'd like to have Commissioner Vandegrift be the chair of that, along with Commissioner Morgan and Commissioner DeVillis. Any opposition to that? Okay. Do I need to get a motion on that, I guess? All right, so I'll entertain a motion if everybody's in agreement on that.
So moved.
Motion by Commissioner Hamilton, second by somebody over here, Commissioner Glenn. All right, any other discussion?
I have one question. So with that, does anything that Sunset is recommending, it doesn't contradict with legislation or anything like that? Is that correct?
I didn't hear you.
So is legislation on that? Are they in with what Sunset wants us to do with the ad hoc committee and all that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, Sunset helped write the legislation. Their recommendation was just to have an ad hoc committee look at that. And I read that, and I talked to a few people, and they said, yeah, that really wouldn't be sending it to the firefighter advisor. They want a specific committee. So instead of sending it through like this and then I submit my report what we did and they push back, I'd rather just we clean it up now. We're not in any hurry on it. We're working on it. So, okay.
Any other questions or any other discussion? All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? That motion passes.
And I will email the three of you that occupational code so you can look at it, and then we can figure out probably a Zoom meeting or something to talk about it. Thank you.
Okay, moving on to item number three.
For 423, everybody should have a handout. We caught a little error for some reason, and only...
We're still on 421 on item three.
Oh, God. Sorry, I'm moving too fast.
It's all right.
Daniel, I don't believe there was anything with
that. No, this is a real short and sweet document. There was just a couple of grammatical changes, especially for the State Firefighters and Fire Marshals Association, their designation, so the wording was correct. And then there was a small change on page 64 of your documents under 423.13B or 2B. There was just a change there with the lettering, and that was it.
Wait a minute. So now we jumped over into 423. So we're still on 421, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, we are on 421?
Yeah.
I'm on the Wisco Daylight
City. Yeah, I know.
there's nothing through 421. One change from executive director to agency chief. That was it. And that's on page 61. Nothing else changed. This was a rule review again.
Okay. Commissioners, any questions?
I have one.
All right.
Page 57 talks about Texas military forces. Well, I think most Texans would like to have their own military. Perhaps we should see Texas National Guard.
Texas military forces is...
Texas military forces is correct. It's a combination of the National Guard and also the... Texas Guard.
Okay. Well, thank you.
No, good eye. Good question. Any other questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
So moved.
Motion by Commissioner Cantu.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Law. Any other questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? That motion passes. Okay. Moving on to item four. So now we're at 423.
Outstanding. You have a handout, 423. What we noticed in the notebook is for some reason we only captured subchapter A, so the handout is all the subchapters. And I prefer to keep the year. I don't think there were a lot of changes other than some name changes in there.
Yeah, there was no revision of anything in that section. It was just simply clarifying a few things that were updated, such as the State Firefighters and Fire Marshals Association, as well as a couple of numbering and lettering clarifications. That was it.
And just for full transparency, this started as a rule review in January, and due to our little transition of executive office staff, we missed it for the July meeting. That's why it's on this one. So it got reviewed in April and or in March and didn't make it till today.
Okay. Commissioners, any questions on 423?
I have one.
Sorry. Commissioner Copley.
Mr. Chairman, so did the SFFMA actually change their title? I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, they changed their name a couple years ago, and we're trying to catch up as we review these rules. We're trying to make all those changes.
We probably need to change that in some other places, though.
I think it's SFFFMA now. Yes.
I don't know. when we went there the other day, I swear it still said State Firemen's and Firefighters Association.
Yeah. They had to make a change in that due to a letter received from a female firefighter.
Oh, it makes sense. I just
Yes, it does. Yeah. It does.
Yeah. I wasn't aware of it, so.
Okay. Any other questions? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion on 423.
So moved.
Motion by Commissioner Smith. Second by Commissioner Copney. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? The motion passes. Item 5, 425.
So, Commissioners, this is for final adoption as well. This was at a previous meeting, previous to January, I think it was in our June advisory meeting, we had reviewed this. And this is another short document. The only changes that you see are on page 66 under A.
I have a question.
Commissioner Morgan.
So, you know, in several of these rules that we're talking about, we reference NFPA standards. And I think we've talked before about having to reference a certain edition. In almost most places, we say most recent edition of. Do you think that's necessary or not?
According to staff, the answer was yes, Commissioner. Otherwise, we would. I was one of the ones that also wanted to have the current information put in there, but we'd be chasing our tail. It would take one person full time just to be monitoring as large as all of our documents are.
No, I'm with you. Current. I'm not saying we need to say a date, but it doesn't say the most recent edition of it. Just says 1041. Well, which one? You know what I mean? That's my concern, is that in some of our rules, we say most recent edition of. But in a lot of the ones we're looking at today, it doesn't say that. So
I think where it is, it's different. As we're not consistent, but it says, or its successor. And apparently, a couple years ago, they started trying to transition to that. It's the same, but we do need to be consistent. So you tell me what you want to say, and we'll make sure it says that. You want.
If it were up to me, I would say most recent edition of, okay, based on the legal advice we got previously.
All right.
Okay. Commissioners, any other discussion, questions? If not, I will entertain a motion with the changes noted by Commissioner Morgan.
Motion.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Sharma.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Vandegrift. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion passes. Moving on to item 6, chapter 427.
Okay, Commissioners, this is one of the larger sections that we've reviewed. There's a lot of new wording that has been placed in here. There have been a lot of people who have weighed in, a lot of stakeholders with various opinions and views. And what you see in front of you right now is what came out of our committee. Moving on to you, and I'll entertain any questions, but I'm sure there's other people here in the room that wish to speak on this issue.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Jones.
So on that, and I appreciate everybody's work on it. I know it's been a long process and you know, a needed process, much like the 435 and 463 and the things we've worked on. And typical fire service, people don't usually pay attention until it comes up to the final adoption. I have received several phone calls and concerns from education entities and different stakeholders that once the final document came out for final approval, that has some concerns and wanted to weigh in. So I'd like to ask us as commissioners to, since we don't really have to really push fast on this, if we could entertain a motion to send this back to Firefighter Advisory to give those entities an opportunity to weigh in and do kind of like we did with 435, where we do a joint meeting with the 427 committee and the Firefighter Advisory Committee, just to make sure and give the, you know, before we do a final adoption day, to take one good look at it one more time and work through some of the concerns that, that maybe come out of this. Again, I don't think we have to really rush anything. I'm not trying to stall it. But we did this with 435. We came back and was able to come back to it. And then, you know, so that would be my ask and ask for a motion that we just send this back to Firefighter Advisory with a joint meeting with the Chapter 427, again, just to give everybody the opportunity to take one more look at it and make sure that we have all the concerns taken care of before we do a final adoption, and then it comes back, may come back before us again.
Okay.
Well, we would want a specific list of requests to look at.
Yes, sir. And I have some emails. I have some emails that came in over the last week.
That are not covered in it at this time?
Correct. That it contradicts in some other places that may have been missed. There's some question about it being with the with NFPA standards and things. So, again, and I think they will come to those meetings from the phone call and stuff I have. So I don't think it hurts when we did it with 435. I don't think it hurts to do that.
So, Commissioner Jones, if I can clarify, so we've had some feedback on this from some constituents in the field who are saying they have
Correct.
Concerns with the
yes,
way
sir.
It's written.
Yeah, I received a few phone calls over the last couple of weeks two emails.
I think it'd be good for that to be referred back and
yes,
re-vetted.
Absolutely.
Commissioner Jones,
yes.
Is it possible to send those requests and all other concerns that are brought forward to the committee so that all of the concerns can be addressed?
Yes, absolutely. I just received them, and so I wanted to see where you guys, but I could definitely get them to Commissioner Hamilton, since he's chair of the committee, and he could take them back, and I could send them as well to Jeremy Deere of the Firefighter Advisory. That way they would have them for their meetings.
Thank you.
Okay. Commissioners, any other thoughts, comments?
Well, at some point, are we going to put this is final? If you haven't, we have weighed in by now, we're not going to do this. We're not kicking this can down the road on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, and Commissioner Hamilton, I don't think we're doing that. I mean, same thing happened with 435. We came up for final adoption, and there were some concerns. We had it with 463. We had to do a subcommittee. And so I think it's just a good practice maybe to bring your group in with the Firefighter Advisory and get everybody in the same room like we did at 435. That way those concerns could be hashed out with everybody there, and it helps us speed the process.
I agree. At some point, there's got to be an end point, but this is just part of this. We knew when we opened the can on this that it was going to be part of the process, and we were going to receive a lot of input, and that's always been my experience all the way back down to advisory. You know, everybody waits till the last minute sometimes, and then they start putting their concerns out there, which is why, you know, it's great to see people in the room today, and we haven't always had that. So I think we do our due diligence. Again, any time constraints are self-imposed on us. So what's important to me, and I've said this time and time again, I think we just want to get it as right as we can.
Okay. So
all right.
I'll make a motion that we move 427 back to Firefighter Advisory at their next meeting with a joint committee meeting with 427 together at that meeting.
Okay.
Second.
Have a motion by Commissioner Jones, a second by Commissioner Coatman. Any other discussion?
One thing I'll point out, the next scheduled advisory committee meeting would be December the 8th. So we need to work on getting the 427 committee there. We can work with Commissioner Hamilton and make sure everybody gets that date.
Yeah, we have 2 days right now on the schedule.
I think we have the 7th and the 8th?
Yes, correct.
All right. So we're good then.
And we may need that then.
Yep.
We're going to do that.
Yeah. I believe for 435, we actually broke it up. We spent the first day on 435, and then the second day was your regular meeting. So
and it worked well because
we do the same thing.
Commissioner Jones' point of view, we had all the stakeholders in the room at the same time. So
all right.
And with that, I'll make sure Chief DeYear and Commissioner Hamilton have the emails and concerns, and I'll reach out to the phone calls at least that I had,
sure,
and tell them that, you know, they're going to have an opportunity at those meetings to voice their concerns.
Good deal. Any other discussion? Have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? That motion passes.
Thank you.
Moving on to item 7, chapter 431.
Commissioners, again, this is one we caught that for some reason it only did subchapter A, so we gave you a handout with all the subchapters. And while there were no real changes in there, we didn't want to move forward without having the entire document in it.
Commissioners, any questions, comments, concerns? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Jones, second by Commissioner Morgan. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Motion passes. Item 8, chapter 433.
Last time, same song and dance. We caught there was a couple sections left out, so you've got one last handout with all the sections included. Not aware of any significant changes to this one again. Another rule review that required. I think the only change is in 433.7. Change the title to driver, operator, pumper.
Okay. Pretty straightforward. Commissioners, any questions, comments, concerns? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
I'm sorry. Who's... Motion by Commissioner Glenn, I'm sorry.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Wilson. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? That motion passes. Item 9, chapter 435.
So 435 has been kicked around a lot in the last year. And at your last meeting, you looked at and saw some changes and also went back out, and it's up for final adoption today. We have not received any emails or input, at least to the agency, on that.
Okay.
I have a question.
Commissioner Morgan.
It's not a question, it's a comment. So, same thing as before. We're referring to SCBA and 1851, et cetera, but it's not saying the most recent edition. I would just ask, honestly, for any of these rules that we make that a permanent change going forward, it shall say most recent edition of, just so we're clear on all of that.
So we talked about that in committee, and that's why we use the "and" successor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm good either way, but it was talked about in committee, and that's why we use the successor, so it would be there. But most recent edition, I don't think anybody would have a lot of room with that.
I just want to make sure if we say "and its successor," does it mean the same thing legally? Because I don't know.
I don't either.
You want to ask the attorney?
We can.
We got her on the phone.
If you'd like. Let's see if I can. Rosman, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Commissioner Morgan has a quick question. I'm not going to play middleman. I'm going to set my phone over there since he's right next door and let him ask.
Yes, ma'am. So in some of our rules, it states most recent edition of relative to an NFPA standard being referenced. And in some of the new rules reviews, it says the NFPA standard or its successor. Does it matter? Or is either one acceptable? Or do we need to say most recent edition of?
Could you repeat how it's worded right now?
So the current proposed rule says an NFPA standard or its successor. So do you think that means the same thing as the most recent edition of that NFPA standard?
Yes, I think it would.
Okay, that's what I needed to know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Strike what I said before. All good.
Okay. Commissioners, any other comments?
I got another one, sorry.
All right, that's okay. What we're here for.
435.17. Parentheses 8, parentheses B. I guess my first question is, why isn't there a parentheses? Actually, that goes before. Sorry. In that parentheses B, it says the regulated entity, which is a lot of these changes. It's from fire department to regulated entity, but it's struck through. I'm assuming that was just an error.
That should not be struck through.
Page 110, right in the middle.
Yeah.
Page 110.
B, 7B, 8B, 8B. That's straight up for regular.
Man, I'm telling you.
Thus shall comply.
Man. Okay. Anything past that? Anymore.
Yeah, that was not in the advisory committee documents.
No.
So that got added later.
All right, commissioners, anything else? If not, I will entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Commissioner Jones, second by Commissioner Morgan. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion passes. Item 10, 437.
The only change you'll see reflected in here is we were asked to show the current fees where a few months before this rule review started, we were pushing through a change of the renewal fee and the IFSEC fee. So we updated that version and what was posted, and that's the only thing in here you'll see. No other fees have changed.
Okay. Commissioners, any questions? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Cantu.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Morgan. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? The motion passes. Item 11, Chapter 439.
The only changes that we reflect on here is starting on page 127 of your document. It's where the tables are set up regarding the number of questions under 439.19. And this is also another agenda item that you guys have had back and forth for a period of time because there's been contention and it's something we've been trying to work on for quite some time. And this is what we've come to a resolution on as at least of today. But this is up for final adoption for you today.
Okay.
As proposed.
Yeah, this goes back to the concerns about the pass rates for the hazmat awareness and ops and working with all the different committees and the stakeholders and hearing the concerns we've heard. We had to start somewhere to see if we can make an improvement, and so we're starting with the number of test questions. I don't think we're done there. I think there'll be some more changes to come, but this was just step one.
Move in that direction.
Yeah.
Okay, good deal. Commissioners, any questions? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion by Commissioner Wilson.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Law. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? That motion passes. And item 12, chapter 463.
Been a lot of work on this, and I'll leave it to Commissioner Cantu if he has any comments.
Yes, unfortunately, I need to report that this rule is not ready for final adoption. It was brought to my attention that the language that's currently in the 463 doesn't really meet the intent of the sunset law as far as establishing firm abolishment date with concern to committees. So unfortunately, I need to ask the commission to send this back to the board to get it ready.
Okay. Fair enough.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that we move 463. You said back to the committee?
Yes,
back to committee.
Okay.
Second.
I have a motion from Commissioner Jones. Y'all are hitting me with too many seconds. I have a motion from Commissioner Jones, a second from Commissioner Sharma that we return this back to the committee for further work. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? That motion passes. All right, we can move on to item 11B.
Mr. Chairman, just a curiosity question. After the committee reviews it, does it come back through advisory or does it come straight back to y'all? I believe it comes straight back to y'all, but I just want to make sure.
It comes back to the commission.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Okay. Bob, we haven't read this one yet, so we're at 11B.
Proposed amendments regarding rule review of the following. 37 Texas Administrative Code, Part 13, Chapter 441, Continuing Education. Chapter 443, Certification Curriculum Manual. Chapter 447, Part-Time Fire Protection. And Chapter 455, Minimum Standards for Wildland Fire Protection Certification.
So, Commissioners, we reviewed all of this in our September 15th meeting, and this is the first time that you're seeing it forwarded on to you. Under 441, this is another relatively simple document. I hate saying that because it's usually an omen, but it I don't show there be any corrections that we forwarded on to you. So we reviewed it, and it's accepted by us as it is.
Commissioners, any questions?
Just for clarification, these four, once you're done with these four, would now be published as they are and would come back at the January meeting for final adoption.
No, that's a review.
Hmm?
Reviews don't have to be published. We have to post it as a review, and then once the review has happened, then we can. So there's
that's why she's here. Sorry.
But we're approving to send them to review.
You already sent it to review well, last yep. commission meeting. They reviewed it in September, so now you're just approving.
What they reviewed. Gotcha. All right. Commissioners, any questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve. Motion by Commissioner Cantu. Second by Commissioner Hamilton. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? That motion passes. All right. 11B2. 443.
So, Commissioners, this is another rule review that we did in September. This is another short rule. But beginning on page 147 in your documents, there are some several changes on both of those pages on 147 and 148. Just more of a clarification of a few things and trying to improve the clarity. We deleted several sections under 443.1, and we revised the wording there as well.
Question?
Commissioner Morgan.
So it seems like there was an intent to remove Firefighter Advisory Committee and be more general and say an advisory committee, so any advisory committee for the most part, right?
Correct. I think this is in keeping with the change to 419.
Yes, sir. So there are still a few sections that refer to the Firefighter Advisory Committee. Are those intentional?
Are you still talking about 443?
Yes, sir.
Where are you seeing that? I see...
Well, for instance, 443.7c changes to curricula and training programs that involve safety considerations as determined by the Firefighter Advisory Committee shall become effective. There's still an authority.
There's two or three sections that still say Firefighter Advisory
Correct.
Committee. Correct. So that was the reason for the question.
I think those probably just got missed as we were working through the document. I mean, we can. I see it also on 443.1.
Point one, the very first.
C was struck, but the statement's going to remain, and it's still in there.
Right.
We can go back through and catch those. I think that's consistent with everything else, and we just didn't catch it.
I'm happy with the friendly amendment, but if we need to look at it again just to make sure it doesn't need to say Firefighter Advisory Committee, that was one of my, concerns.
Are you good with them making those corrections?
Sure.
And moving it forward?
Yeah.
We got it.
Okay.
If Mr. DeGear agrees.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other discussion? If not, I will entertain a motion with the changes noted.
So moved.
Motion by Commissioner Vandegrift, second by somebody over here. Commissioner Coatney, I'm sorry. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? That motion passes. All right, moving on to B3. Okay.
So we're on 447 now?
Hang on. Before we get... All
right.
You good?
We're good.
Okay. Yes, we're on B3, 447.
The Commissioners, this was another short rule review that we did September. and we did not see anything that needed to be corrected. It's fine as it is, according to our committee.
Okay. Commissioners, any questions? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion approved.
Motion by Commissioner Morgan, second by Commissioner Smith. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Motion passes.
Can we go back to the last report? So this one, since there are significant changes in here, this will have to be go to publication, and it will have to be approved again.
You're talking about 443?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so we need to alter that previous motion. And I don't remember. You're going to tell me who made that. I can't remember their names today, so you're going to have to help me out.
Hold on, I got it. Commissioner Morgan and... Nope, I'm sorry, wrong one. Commissioner Vandegrift and Commissioner Coatney.
Okay.
This would just, the motion would just have to be to send us for a proposal so we can publish it and then bring it back for final adoption in January.
Okay, Commissioner Vandegrift, you offer your motion?
Yes, sir.
Commissioner Coatney, second?
Yes.
Any other discussion on that? All those in favor of the change signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? All right, the new motion passes. All right. So now we just did 447, correct? That was the last one we did. There were no changes. So now we are on B4, which is 455.
Commissioner, we're on page 152 now for the notebook that y'all have. This is another short rule. We reviewed it. We did not make any amendments or corrections to it. Reporting on to you. And this is not for final adoption, but this is moving it on to you from our committee.
All right. Commissioners, any questions? If none, seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion
by Commissioner Cantu. Second by Commissioner Coatney. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion passes. Okay, moving on to item 12. Thank you, Chief Deere.
Proposed rule review for the following: 37 Texas Administrative Code, Chapter 449, Head of Fire Department, Chapter 451, Fire Officer, Chapter 453, Hazardous Materials, and Chapter 457, Minimum Standards for Incident Safety Officer Certification.
Commissioner, these are just the next four in line for the required rule review. So you all can determine who you want to do that review, and we'll move on.
Mr. Chairman, I'll say we just moved to follow suit what we've been following before. We moved these to firefighter advisory for review.
Okay. Any other comments? Are you saying for all four of these, so A, B, C, and D?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Commissioners, anybody have any concerns about that? Seeing none, I will entertain a motion to do so.
Motion to move these four chapters to the advisory committee for review.
Motion by Commissioner Coatney, second by Commissioner Cantu. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Are there any opposed? The motion passes. Item 13.
Matters from the agency chief. A, update regarding agency duties and responsibilities. Chief Wisco, do you have something for each one of these? You may just read through them all.
Really, we have nothing on A or B. C is the only place, and you've got notes for all of them, so I guess you can read them all.
So B was decisions of the agency chief in contested cases and consent orders. C is status regarding division functions, including training approval and testing, test-administered training approvals, record reviews and online training audits. Number two is certification and professional development training applications, IFSAC seals issued, certifications issued, training facilities, curriculum development, and library resource requests. Number three is compliance, including biennial inspections, compliance officers training, issues involving regulated entities. And number four, information technology, including public website design, farm and phyto improvements, CAPS, IT security policy, service requests.
Commissioners, you can see all the reports and see, and I'm happy to talk about any of that, but I don't want to rehash what you've already got. The only thing I can add to A, and we've already briefly touched on this, we've had some changes in our finance department, and we're working to we finished all our end-of-year reporting, so now we're working on filling that vacancy if and how we're going to fill that. And we're trying to finalize filling the certification manager position right now. There's a process in progress, and we hope to have that done in the next month.
Okay. On the finance position, you're still working to put that together, what that's going to look like moving forward?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out exactly what we need in that position, what that needs to look like, and then we'll post that and fill it. Okay. But we are compliant with all the required reports and where we're at.
All right. Commissioners, any questions on item 13? Any item, any sub-item? Chief DeYeer, you wanting to say something?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's all right.
Because you just did the final adoption on 439, we just realized there is a correction that should be made to that document. I'm assuming you guys would like to get that right as soon as that you're finalizing it today. You already have, but I wonder if we could go back and revisit that briefly just to make a clarification on a typo.
Okay. What page are you on?
We're on page 127, 128. It's the charts for the number of test questions under 439.19.
Where you at?
So if you follow with me, starting on page 437, there's a column that's designated as maximum possible number of pilot questions. And if you follow that over to where we've made some of the changes on page 128, at the very top, the very first item is section to basic structural fire FP. And under hazardous materials awareness, there's 50 questions. It says three pilot questions. That should be five. If you look below it, with the hazardous materials operations, there's 50 questions on that test as well, and that is correct. It has five.
Okay.
So I know you already had a motion and approved, but if there's a way we could reopen
make that correction.
And go back to that.
Well, so we're – okay, hold that thought right there. So let's finish up item 13. Were there any questions or comments about item 13? There's no action to take on any of that. Okay, so now let's go back to, we're on 11A11. So who, do we know who made the motion and seconded that one?
Wilson
and Law. Okay, so let's reopen that. And Commissioner Wilson, I believe you made the motion. Commissioner Law, you seconded that. Are you willing to modify that motion in that second to reflect the changes recommended by Daniel? Okay. All right, so I have a motion, an updated motion, an updated second. To reflect that the pilot questions will change from three to five. Is there any other discussion on that? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? That motion passes. Thanks for catching
me. Thank you. Sorry.
No, not a big deal. That's what we're here for. Okay. Moving on to item 14.
Personal matters regarding the appointment, employment, compensation, evaluation, reassignment, and duties of the agency chief.
Aware of anything. All right, moving on to item 15.
Our favorite one, adjourn the meeting.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Wilson, second by Commissioner Hamilton. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion passes. Commissioners, thank you all for being here today. Guests in the audience, thank you for taking some time out again to be here with us. And we look forward to seeing you at future meetings. Meeting is adjourned. Commissioners, turn off your microphones.